Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we close today the octave of All Saints when we remember all those named and also unnamed saints who have been faithful servants of God. And today's Mass, we also commemorate four specific martyrs who gave their lives for our Lord and who worked very hard in their time during earth so that they might be happy in heaven. We call them the four crowned martyrs, and they were brothers who lived in the latter times of the Roman Empire when persecutions were very bad and harsh. And they are the patrons of the old workers in stone, called stonemasons. Whenever you build up a great building or temple or any kind of big church, you always need hard working men who are strong and skillful and with their hands. And today's saints, the four crown martyrs, they were stone cutters who were very famous throughout the Empire of Rome because of their great skill. And they were also faithful Christians, and they did their work always without complaining and worked hard for their salary and were always honest in their trade. And oftentimes their pagan colleagues wondered that how they were so skillful and how their tools seemed to do much better job and work than their other tools which the pagan used. And one of them answered to these inquiries that God, who is our creator and the Lord of all things, has made his creatures strong. If you remember from religion, children, God is our creator, and all the rest of us and all the things around us are creations. And these creations, like we are, we have to work hard for God's glory, not for our own. It then happened that the emperor of Rome, whose name was Diocletian, he wanted to build a big and glorious and rich temple dedicated to Apollo, who was the sun god and whom the Romans, in their ignorance, worshipped as God. And that, of course, is forbidden in the God's commandments as a worshipping of idols. But Diocletian wanted very much these four skillful stonecutters to work in his temple so that it could become as magnificent as possible. But these four crowned martyrs, when they were called to do work in this temple and to perform all the necessary rituals and sacrifices to Apollo, they answered with a firm no, even though it was emperor himself who ordered them to work for building this temple of idolatry. They said that they worship only God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, who is their Father and Creator of heaven and earth. And because they stayed faithful for their religion, they were put to death. But Church, even today, honors and remembers their heroism and their fidelity. Dear children, the lesson of today is the one which we see often, very often, during the lives of the saints, that many saints whom we honor in our Masses, they didn't perform great miracles or great and glorious actions which spread throughout all over the world. Many of them were regular traders or regular people who did their everyday lives, but who did that very faithfully and with the great love of God. So the key or the direction how to become a saint is not doing extraordinary things, but doing ordinary things extraordinary well. Remember that rule in your daily lives, children, when you study or when you play or when you discuss with your friends or with your family, that if you show great fidelity and love to God, even if nobody takes any notice of you whatsoever, you will be greatly rewarded and remembered in heaven as God's one dear little children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.